Hi there, it's Pride Daily for Thursday. Marriage equality in Thailand's moving forward. Parliament's lower house has passed a bill to give it legal recognition. Still got a few more hoops to jump through, but all being well, Thailand's set to be the first country in Southeast Asia to recognise same-sex unions, could be made official by the end of the year. There'd also be equality when it comes to adoption and inheritance. And teacher Sang Chai's been speaking to ABC News Australia. She had an unofficial same-sex wedding at Bangkok Pride in 2022.
We just want to live together and we just want to take care of each other, not just only two of us, but our family too.
The bill gets rid of references to women, men, wives and husbands, replacing them with gender-neutral terms. A push to include the word parent alongside mother and father wasn't approved. A court in Yemen sentenced 9 men to death by crucifixion and stoning on sodomy charges. Much of the country in Western Asia is controlled by the Houthis. They're militants who persecute LGBTQ plus people. 23 other men were jailed for up to 10 years, and 3 of these were also sentenced to public flogging. Human Rights Watch describes the charges as dubious. And Sacramento in America is now a transgender sanctuary city. This basically means the council's protecting trans rights and access to gender-affirming care. This is now restricted or banned by 23 US states. I'm Kev McGrath. See you tomorrow.